Doctors Without Borders, which operates a health clinic at one of three refugee camps in Dadaab in northern Kenya, is the latest organization to warn of the deteriorating situation in the camps. Refugees have been crossing the border from Somalia to Kenya since civil war broke out in 1991, but Doctors Without Borders head of mission in Kenya, Yoko van Pedegem, says the three camps, which were built to hold 30,000 people each, have far exceeded their capacity.
Where initially 90,000 people were settled in these camps, now we are talking of 270,000 people. Water is very scarce. There is not enough space to accommodate all the people. At the moment, if you arrive in Dadaab as a new refugee, after you are registered and after you got some non-food items, you are told to find your own way.
According to the UN Refugee Agency, Dadaab is the largest refugee camp in the world. As many as 10,000 people arrive every month. With Somalia experiencing its heaviest fighting in months, as well as its worst drought in the past decade, the flow of refugees is expected to continue. UNHCR has requested additional funds to supplement its annual budget. Following a survey it conducted at Dadaab's Dagahale camp, Doctors Without Borders found that nearly a quarter of the population faced acute malnutrition. Other agencies have warned that the supply of water is threatened by the camp's aging infrastructure, which could lead to outbreaks of cholera and other disease. While refugees continue to arrive, few are resettled. Less than 10,000 are expected to be resettled in new countries this year, and the continuing conflict in Somalia has prevented refugees from returning home. Van Pedegem says that some refugees have been driven to consider returning to Somalia by the poor conditions in the camps.
So adding all these issues up, for some people, they feel that they would rather go back home, even if the situation there security-wise is not improving, on the contrary, than staying in these refugee camps where basic services are just not provided.
Kenya's border has been officially closed since the latest round of Somalia's conflict began in early 2007. According to aid agencies, this has not slowed the pace of new arrivals, but it has meant that new refugees are not registered properly and do not receive medical screening. Doctors Without Borders is calling for additional support from international donors and for the Kenyan government to move ahead with plans to build a new camp. A new site has been identified, but progress has been slow. There has been growing tension and competition for resources between the local Kenyan community and residents of the camps. A new camp is eventually expected to hold about 120,000 refugees, but no more than 30,000 are expected to be there by the end of the year. In addition to the refugees who have crossed the border, UNHCR says there are 1.3 million people displaced from their homes within Somalia. In the past 10 days, 42,000 people have fled their homes in Mogadishu, according to the agency. Derek Hillner for VOA News, Nairobi.